Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One way to look at the baseball season, you can divide it up into essentially 16 10-game segments.
No.
Plus a couple of two at the end. Padres 7-3 through their first 10 games.
I don't like it. I like what Wayne Kirby said on our show on Friday before you accused him of having a heart attack he didn't have. I like how he said they break it up into thirds. Do me some quick math for me, Ben. 162 divided by 3.
54.
God damn, that is quick. All right. He said that's what they do. He said, and I went back and listened to it. He said, we basically divide it up into the first third, the middle third, and the last third. He says, we play the first one, then we evaluate, and then we finish, right? So I think they look at it in thirds, 54 games. And if you're going to do that, that's a pretty healthy way to do it.
And I agree, that prevents you from making snap judgments too soon.
Rash decisions.
You know, benching a guy after just 10 games. Tommy Pham. But at the same time, you can't let a guy struggle. I mean, so Chris Paddock gets a third of the season. Even if he gets lit up every start, you can't take him out until we've seen a full third of the season from Chris Paddock.
Hey, don't shoot the messenger.
I'm just saying. Are you okay with 9 or 10 starts from Chris Paddock, in which he gives up, you know, 3 or 4 runs every single time and pitches 4 innings?
He's my fourth starter, so yeah, my fourth starter. He's not my ace.
You don't go to a Ryan Weathers at some point or a Mackenzie Gore before the end of the first third of the season.
I look at it as a fact that Ryan Weathers should be slotted into Adrian Morejon's spot now. I mean, what are you going to do? Chris Paddock is going to get an opportunity.
You also have the news that Denelson Lamet could return as soon as this Pittsburgh series. He could pitch as soon as Wednesday for the San Diego Padres. Now,
then it's
not
expecting Paddock
him to go 7 innings, but right, he could pitch on Wednesday for the Padres if you did want to, you know, move things around and replace Adrian Morejon a little bit early.
I mean, look, again, Chris Paddock is a fourth/fifth starter. He hasn't been great. He hasn't been horrible, which is kind of, am I mistaken in that that's kind of what you want, or that's kind of what you come to expect from a fourth or fifth starter? Not every team is going to have a Trevor Bauer, a Julio Urias, or a Dustin May as their fourth and fifth starter. That's just not, it's not typical. You know, if you look around baseball, look at the top teams in baseball right now. I mean, a lot of teams really only have an ace. One. I mean, and we're very fortunate in the fact that we feel like we have three right now. Easily three aces.
I'm just saying, when you're a team like the Padres. Now, yeah, if you're most teams, you're absolutely fine and rolling with Chris Paddock for quite some time. When you have guys who are knocking on the door, when you possibly have better options.
Who's knocking on the door, though?
Ryan Weathers, to me, was knocking on the door.
Denelson
Lamet is returning. He's going to get a spot when he's healthy to go in there. And who knows what Mackenzie Gore, I heard he pitched, 5 innings at a alternate site. I don't know what he looks like.
I don't know either.
If he's ready or not.
The Padres
will make that determination. But, you know, I feel like Chris Paddock right now is pitching game by game, not third of the season by third of the season. That's all I'm saying. I'm not taking him out yet, But I'm also not just saying, yeah, don't worry, kid. You get seven or eight more. You'll figure it out. No, you don't have that much time this season to figure it out. The Padres are too good to let guys figure it out over 10 starts. Now, I also think that Chris Paddock will be needed at some point this year. The injury to Adrian Morejon just proves it.
And yeah, speaking it cements
of,
it.
Yeah, speaking of that, we'll get into our Padres wrap-up here. Yesterday's game, what happened to Morejon and how the bullpen picked up the slack. We'll get to that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres wrap-up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Quite the opposite so far, one time through the batting order. And Grisham hammers this one out to deep right field. Gallo going back, looking up, gonna go. Trent Grisham gives the Padres a lead with his second homer in as many games against the Rangers. 1-0 San Diego here in the fourth. 3-2 to Trevino, runner goes, swing and a miss. Got him with a slider in the zone. Couple of Ks in the inning for Craig Stammen, doing big time work out of the pen. He has gotten 10 outs after the injury to Morejon. Here's the 2-2 to Guzman, right down the middle, strike three call. No debate about that one. Throws him with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. The hardest pitch of the day for Emilio Pagan comes at the biggest moment. No runs, two hits, two walks, and they leave him loaded. 2-2, pitch to Machado. He is in the air, deep to left field. Way back, gonna go. Second deck to straightaway left. Boy, Ian Kennedy kept challenging Manny Machado, and eventually Manny straightened one out. Second home run of the day for the Padres. Grisham in the fourth, Machado in the ninth. 2-0 San Diego.
A little breathing room for your Padres.
2-2 to Kiner Falefa. Two outs, bases empty in the ninth. Here's Melanson's pitch. It is grounded right at the second baseman. Jurickson Profar, the former Ranger, has it. Throw to first in time. That is the ball game, and that is a winner. What a day for the Padre bullpen. They've been absolutely brilliant all season long, and pushed into extra service this afternoon. They come through big time. 2-0 over the Texas Rangers, thanks to solo homers from Trent Grisham and Manny Machado.
It was huge. Great sweep. Good win. You know, we did it all this weekend. We did it with the bat. We did it, with the defense. And, we definitely did it with the pitching staff. And they came up clutch, starting off with no hitter. You know, then coming back and winning that game yesterday with offensively. And then today, obviously with Morejon being cut short up, you know, the bullpen came up there, did a big job. And, you know, we're able to put up two runs to win a ball game today. So it was, it was a great team win overall.
Manny Machado and the Padres winning their third straight yesterday, 2-0 over the Texas Rangers, with Craig Stammen getting the win with, as Jesse said, 10 outs, 3 1/3 innings.
Oh, Dad looked good, man.
Of relief. Somehow emergency Craig Stammen is better than non-emergency Craig Stammen.
Every time he would strike a guy out, I'm like, okay, pull him. We're going to push this thing one too far. And you know, credit to Jace, credit to Craig Stammen for getting the job done. In fact, the one hit he gave up probably was an error by Ha-Seong Kim at third. I mean, a play he makes, 99 times out of 100. They did, the hometown cooking gave him a hit. But Stammen was incredible out of the bullpen, pressed into duty. And the rest of the bullpen was phenomenal as well. So that was a little bit of a nail-biting, nerve-wracking game. The Manny home run really kind of helped everybody breathe a little bit easier. And when you got Melanson coming out there to shut it down right now, Benny, you're feeling pretty good. You're feeling really good about your chances.
Melanson leads all of baseball now with 5 saves. Craig Stammen said after the game, I was the only one in this rotation giving up any runs, so I felt like a little pressure that I had to get the job done. And he absolutely did. Phenomenal job. 6 relievers combining to pitch 8 1/3 innings, 5 hits, 10 strikeouts, just 2 walks, and of course, no runs allowed, lowering the team bullpen ERA to 0.84. And as I believe A.J. Cassavell is going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, tweeted, if you could double that, it'd still be the best bullpen ERA in baseball.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, the offense, the offense needs to get it going. They need to get it going. Mike Foltynewicz looked really, really good yesterday. But again, he was challenging these guys with fastballs. They just weren't getting to him. I know Tommy Pham's struggling right now. I know Manny is struggling a little bit right now. Manny had a kind of a rough night the night before, got thrown out of the game. It also, there is a definite there's a definite discord between the umpires and Manny Machado. I don't think there's any question about it.
I mean, I'm looking at like yesterday's lineup, the OPSs of the Padres offense. I know they're not scoring a ton of runs, but they really should be. Trent Grisham back just through three games. His OPS is an insane 1,600 plus. Jurickson Profar is doing, you know, the Jurickson thing. He's got about a 700 OPS.
But grinding out gnarly 10-pitch at-bats
Manny,
like he does.
Manny, who's kind of been slumping a little bit, has got an 800 OPS.
Yep.
Eric Hosmer has over 1,000, 1,100 almost OPS. Will's got over 1,000 OPS. Jake Cronenworth has almost 900 OPS. It's autumn, obviously, Tommy Pham. His OPS is 371. He has really...
He's really struggled.
Caratini, though, 673, out which of your catcher batting eighth isn't horrible. Ha-Sung Kim even is at 600 right now, despite a 174 batting average, and got his first career home run over the weekend as well. So showing signs that he's adjusting to major league pitching. The one thing, I saw a lot of fans were upset over the weekend about Tommy Pham. Not necessarily the continued offensive struggles, but on Saturday night with Chris Paddock on the mound, the double into the corner where he really didn't look like he was overly hustling for it, and the Rangers took advantage, got that extra base. It was going to be score a run anyway. There was no way to stop it. He just assumed the guy was going to stop at second base, I think, and he didn't need to absolutely go all out, and the Rangers took an extra base. They ended up scoring on another double. I don't think it really affected the outcome of the game. The Padres rallied, of course, for a 7-4 win, but it's a bad look. You know, you got a team that's lively and, you know, guys are playing for each other, and you see just, you know, one guy kind of going half speed to the wall to pick up a double in that situation. It rubbed me the wrong way, and I know it rubbed other Padres fans the wrong way as well. Woods.
Yeah, I saw that play too. I mean, he's playing a carom. You know, he's playing a carom, and the ball kind of stopped, and so instead of hauling ass over to it, picking it up, you know, making a good strong throw, he did. He kind of lollygagged it over there, and I'm sure Jay said something to him. I would assume that he did, but he's again continues to hit the ball hard, not getting a lot of luck right now. The guy's got a career OPS, Ben, of over 800. I'm bullish on him now because again he wears the laundry, so I want him to do well. I don't like getting into that mode of, you know, fire this guy into the sun, fire that guy into the sun, fire him into the sun, fire him into the sun. Like, I'm going to root for the guy. Call me a homer. Call me whatever you will. I understand. It's the big leagues. You got to get the job done. He's got a track record of getting the job done. So he also hit 400 in the playoffs. That's the thing that I think a lot of people are forgetting. When the Padres needed him the most, he was one of the guys that was doing the job.
And I know, at least going into the weekend, he was one of only two players in baseball who had hit at least six balls over, I think it was 389 feet.
Yeah.
You know, most of those guys have three or four homers. They got doubles. They're probably 4-for-6 with a 2,500 OPS. He's 0-for-6 on those six balls that he's hit 389 feet. Now, is that a sign that the deadened baseballs are hurting Tommy Pham a little bit more than other players? Is it just bad luck that he's put him into the wrong parts of deeper ballparks? I don't know, but he certainly hasn't been lucky. That's for sure.
No,
over
first
10 games.
You know, somebody tweeted a pretty interesting stat. Jake Cronenworth has gotten lucky this year, and Tommy Pham hasn't. And hey, listen, I don't care. Crow's a baller. Crow doesn't swing and miss. Crow puts the ball
in
play.
Yeah, he's swung and missed. Twice.
This entire year.
10 games, he's seen 155 pitches. He has swung and missed twice.
It's astounding.
That's Tony Gwynn-like.
It's
astounding. That is insane. That's absolutely crazy, that stat.
No, it absolutely is. And I'm sorry, man. Like, I'm going to root for the guy because I know the guy. I know he works hard. I know he puts in the work. And I know he's capable of more than what he's putting up right now. And I think we need, you know, obviously you need Tommy Pham to get back to being Tommy Pham, but they're winning in spite of that right now.
You kind of nodded a little, shake your head off the air when Manny said, hey, we're getting it done with pitching, we're getting it done with offense and defense.
Defense has been terrible.
It was sharper this weekend than it was the first seven games.
What?
Did they commit any one error all weekend, right?
No.
Well, they didn't have any yesterday.
Didn't they?
Well, I mean, Trent Grisham didn't get the ball in center
field.
Well,
and
Kim
play was an error.
It was ruled a hit.
It was an error. That's it. It's just been sloppy. It's been sloppy. It feels like they're averaging about two errors a game. And it's some of the, you know, it's some of the younger guys, but it's also some of the older veterans on the team. And yeah, I think that is something that happens early in the season, and I think that will be cleaned up. You can rest assured that they're working on that, you know, on days off. Trust me.
Well, they have 3 shutout wins in their first 10 games, so obviously the defense hasn't crippled them too badly.
No, if you're nitpicking on the Padres and you're going to nitpick,
it's a place.
It's absolutely a place you can be better.
Yeah. And I expect them to be better going forward. I expect when Tatis comes back, and by the way, saw him in the batting cage yesterday taking swings before the game, saw him taking ground balls over the weekend at Globe Life Field as well. Certainly didn't look like he was in pain or anything. I mean, he was doing that swing where he kept the hand on the bat all the way through, one of the adjustments that I think they're trying to make to keep him healthy and on the field for the rest of the season. I don't know how that's going to turn out, but I'm certainly not going to be shocked if he comes off the injured list on Friday against the Dodgers. I mean, it looks like he's itching to get ready and back into playing right away, Woods.
I agree. And you know, you cross your fingers. And it's we have a few of those guys right now, guys that we love, guys that we're going to depend on. But you're crossing your fingers for Denelson Lamet's health. You're crossing your fingers for Fernando Tatis Jr.'s health, obviously, because he's a more than a massive part of this team going forward for the next 14 years, Ben.
All right, so coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, one of the first things we're going to do, play Take on Woods. We have no qualifiers for our grand prize Vegas getaway, $250 food and beverage at the Westgate private VIP sports pod here for the month of April. I think today is a great day to at least tie Woods. I think there's some gettable questions. I think there's some tough ones that maybe you both won't get. Who knows? But I think maybe today is the day. Now, tie goes to the listener for the prize. You don't get the bragging rights of beating Woods, but if you want to try to qualify, give us a call, 833-288-0973. I will play our game coming up. Our interview with Joe Musgrove in our 7 o'clock hour as well. Don't do this. It's going to be fun. Don't go anywhere. Half the show still to go. It's Ben and Woods on a Monday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.